Chapter 6. The Adventure of the Bald Archaeologist. I slept on the hillside that night, using the heather for a bed. I felt very cold because I didn't have my coat. That was with Mr. Turnbull, along with the black book of Mr. Scudder, my watch, my pipe, and my tobacco. All I had with me was the money in my belt and the ginger biscuits I bought from the baker. I ate half of the biscuits for supper and tried to use the heather to keep me warm. I felt much happier because I was free of the people following me. I was beginning to enjoy this game, especially because I had been very lucky. My biggest problem was how hungry I was. I fell asleep dreaming of the food in London. I was so tired that I slept for a long time. When I woke up, it took a moment to remember where I was. I sat up and looked down the valley, and that look was enough to wake me up fully. There were men coming towards where I was hiding. They were beating the heather as they walked. Mummy had been swift in looking for his revenge. I crawled away through the heather to the top of the hill and glanced back to be sure they hadn't seen me. I climbed down the other side of the hill and ran. I was soon away from them and took out the rest of the ginger biscuits to eat for breakfast. I didn't lose the men for long. Soon they came over the hill and saw me. Now it was a race across the moor. I didn't know how long I could run for, but I had to stay ahead of them. I ran for a long time and eventually left the moor. I found myself in a garden where an old man was sitting with books and papers. "You seem in a hurry, my friend," he said when he saw me. He looked behind me and saw the men chasing me. "Running from the police? I don't like policemen, so go hide in my study. You can tell me about all of this later," he said. He started reading his book again. I did as I was told and found myself in a dark room that had a small high window. The door closed behind me and locked itself. I was safe again for the moment. But it all seemed very strange. It felt like the man had been waiting for me to arrive. When the police were gone, the old man opened the door to the study. He looked at me with clever eyes that made him seem like a hawk. "This is a good morning for you, Richard Hannay," he said. I suddenly remembered Scudder's words about the man who looked like a hawk and knew I had walked straight into the hands of the most dangerous one of the enemy. I thought about killing him and running away, but two men stood behind him with guns. I tried to lie about who I was, but I couldn't trick him. "You are a clever liar, but not quite clever enough," he said. He asked one of the men to bring me breakfast. I didn't give up on trying to lie my way free. Whenever he called me Hannay, I told him my name was Ainsley. Slowly, the clever hawk began to change his mind about who I was. He went to one of the men and spoke to him in German. "When I come back, we will know whether you are Richard Hannay or not," he said to me. I was locked in another room by one of the men. It was terribly cold in the room, and I was uncomfortable there. I was trapped. The enemy would soon know who I was, and that Sir Harry was helping me. I began to search the room for a way out, and found a handle on a locked cupboard. I managed to open it with a bit of force, and found that it had torches and an explosive called lentonite in it. A good mining engineer knows lentonite when he sees it. I knew that I could blow up the whole house with the lentonite, but I also knew I would probably end up dead as well. I thought about Scudder and knew that I had no choice in the matter. I buried one of the lentonite near the door. I placed myself by the window, and the lentonite exploded. The next thing I knew was that I was outside. I got to my feet and went in search of water, as far from the house as possible. The lentonite had left me with a bad head and shoulder, but the water helped me escape. I found an old mill that let me see what was around the house I was running from. I got to the top of the mill and hit my shoulder. It hurt so much. I woke up some time later with the sun high above me. I could hear angry voices at the house. I looked and saw three men and a car by the ruined house. They were all searching for me, but none of them thought to check the top of the old mill. I had to wait until it was dark to leave the house. I didn't want anybody to see me. I didn't mind being hungry, but I had no water, and that was close to torture for me. I could hear the stream, but I knew I couldn't go to it. I watched as the men got into their car and went to search the moor for me, and then I went back to looking at the land around the house. There was an odd piece of flat land. I realized that it was where the aeroplane had been coming from. I was lucky that the aeroplane was late. I lay there as day became night, and the aeroplane didn't come back. I could see many men who were coming in and out of the ruined house. The aeroplane came only after it was dark. I heard it before I saw it. The aeroplane came over the trees and landed on the flat land. I have never been happier for a dark night with no lights or moon. When the aeroplane had landed, I left the old mill and went to the stream. I needed water and couldn't wait any longer. As I was going, a man came out of the house with a lantern, and I was certain that he saw me. But he didn't shout or come toward me. The light and the man went in the opposite direction, and I crawled to the stream on my belly. While I drank as much water as I could, I thought about the aeroplane and wondered if I could get rid of it somehow. I decided that it would be guarded and that I should go no nearer to the aeroplane. I didn't spend long at the stream. I knew I needed to get away from the ruined house as quickly as possible. I was in pain, but I ran anyway and was soon back on the moor and well away from the house of my enemy.